This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're here at a graveyard, Muslim cemetery, alhamdulillah, in Houston, Texas. So we just wanted to share a couple of the etiquettes of visiting a graveyard. Number one is to give them salam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to say, Assalamu alaikum ahla diyar min al-mu'minina wal-muslimina wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqun. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ لَنَا وَلَكُمُ الْعَافِيَةِ, which means, peace be upon you, O dwellers of the abodes, and inshallah, God willing, we are going to follow you, and we ask Allah for us and for you safety. So this is a dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make, and we're taught to make it as well. He taught Aisha radiallahu anha this dua. Number two is that graves can be visited during the day or the night. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go out during the day, and he would go out at night to visit Al-Baqiyah. Obviously, we're limited with regards to times, but it's encouraged to visit graveyards, although there's a difference of opinion amongst the scholars with regards to women visiting graveyards. Then number three, how should a person dress? You can dress in any clothes that you're comfortable with. It's not from the sunnah to wear all black, although I'm wearing all black. I'm not wearing all black because I'm coming to the graveyard, though. I'm wearing all black because I like to wear all black. Otherwise, it's not recommended to wear all black because it resembles the tradition of non-Muslims. Number three, that a person should avoid the traditions of non-Muslims when they come to cemeteries, like putting flowers on the graves, as you can see here, or like lighting candles and doing vigils at grave sites, or anything else that is done to resemble non-Muslims or resembles non-Muslims, and it isn't of the culture of the Muslims, should not be done. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on our loved ones who passed away, and may Allah Azza wa Jal preserve us and our loved ones who are alive. One of the conditions of removing munkar is that it doesn't give rise to a munkar that's bigger than it, right? So you don't remove you don't remove an evil. And number three also is that an important one is that we don't walk over graves, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for me to walk over a sword blade is more beloved to me than for me to walk on the grave of a Muslim. So you have to be very careful with regards to that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about marking the grave of a person, and he said, sure, so that I know where my brother is buried. The idea of having a sign, as long as it doesn't become a tool, number one, that it's not raised, that we don't raise our graves. That's another thing. The raising of graves is something that Islam is categorically against. And that's why you'll find the Muslim cemetery here. We don't have raised graves, alhamdulillah. They're all flat. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Ali ibn Abi Talib said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoined upon me that I don't find a raised grave except that I lower it. And that's because of what it leads to of eventual veneration. A lot of cultures have classism even in death, where the wealthy have incredible structures built for them and the poor don't have anything. And so, no, you came into this world with nothing and you leave with nothing but your deeds. And so we don't have this idea of raised tombs. And then at the same time also that the tombs or the markings don't become a symbol of extravagance. So both from a theological standpoint and from a extravagance standpoint, graves shouldn't be raised. These are pretty much standard. The names, this is how the cemetery does it. There's no problem with that. But if a person were to invest money in making their tombs or tombstones or things of that nature, it wouldn't be allowed. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when his companion Uthman ibn Mad'un was buried, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought a rock and he placed it at the head of his grave so that he could know where the grave of his brother was. And so that's why when you go to a place like Medina, you'll see that Al-Baqiyah, the best cemetery in all of Islam, the most virtuous cemetery in all of Islam, it doesn't have any names for the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who were buried there, but rather simply stones to indicate that it's a grave. But according to the majority of scholars, that it's makruh, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best for a person to write the names on graves, names and dates of what have you.